Malakas and maganda. In the beginning, there was only the vast sky and the empty sea. A bird, majestic and brilliant, flew over wide waters for what seemed like ages. When it tired of flying, it went looking for a place to rest its wings. In vain, it flapped its weary wings with all its might, until wind from the sky and water from the sea clashed and fought each other. Ground jutted from the depths of the sea, and the sky opened up to reveal the sun, the stars and the heavens long hidden behind thick clouds. The bird, though exhausted, felt happy, seeing the land grow from the sea, springing forth trees and flowers of all kinds. Birds and beasts emerge as mountains and rivers formed and were filled with life. The bird rested and marveled at the beauty made out of chaos. Seized by wonder and curiosity, the bird flew high and low, exploring the world that, to its own surprise, it had helped create. For a time, the winds settled. The sky did not anger the sea. In return, the sea was pleased by the sight of the glittering stars, and away the moon waxed and waned. Fascinated by the mystery, the sea allowed the moon to pull the tides and the animals that swim underneath it to the surface. On nights when there was nothing else but the moon's golden light, the sun would shine, spreading warmth to every corner of the land, including the sea's waters, where life had begun to form. One day the bird saw a lizard crawl up a bamboo. It was the color of sunset, enchanting to the eyes. It scurried at the sight of the bird's brilliance. Afraid of being found or eaten, the lizard hid there, waiting for safety. The bird was relentlessly curious. Who wouldn't be? The world was new and strange, but beautiful. Circling around the bamboo in search of the lizard, the bird heard a knocking sound inside the bamboo. With its strong beak, it cracked the bamboo open. The birds quacked at the sight of the first man and woman coming out of the great green bamboo stalk. The first man, Malakas, and the first woman, Maganda, walked the earth. The sea and the sky did not know what to do with the first humans. The bird had an idea. Should not Malakas and Maganda marry? This union gave birth to the first peoples of the earth. Malakas and Maganda learned to tend the land and the waters, as well as their inhabitants. Their children, on the other hand, grew idle and lazy. They did not listen to Maganda's constant reminders of care and concern for the land and waters. They did not follow Malakas's example of protecting all beasts and monsters, big and small, that fly and soar or creep and crawl. Fed up from the idleness of their children, Malakas beat them all, and Maganda wounded their hearts with her words. Scared, hurt, and angry, many of their children left for other places where they settled and lived. Some stayed with Malakas and Maganda, seeking forgiveness and redemption. They learned once again the delicate ways of tending the earth and caring for all animals, tiny or terrifying though they may be. Malakas and Maganda grew old and withered. Their children who stayed populated the land and became chieftains and leaders near and far. Of those who went away, some came back looking quite different from how Malakas and Maganda remembered them. Even the language they spoke had changed. Some had dark brown skin while others looked fair. There were people with skin the color of the sky at twilight, and another group with a complexion of red earth. As for the bird, It continued to watch, to wonder and wonder among the children of Malakas and Maganda. Its plumes remained magnificent. Over time, it learned how to sing. Its songs and music were glorious.